1031 Power FM, it's Jack and Jules with you. 8 past 8, good morning.
Dry July has kicked off, and if you haven't heard of this one, you must be hiding under a rock for the last 15 years because it has been running for quite a while. But the reason behind it is actually a great one, and to tell us a little bit about it this morning, we've got Sarah from Grampians Health. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Jules.
And we've got Simone here from the Ballarat Regional Integrated Cancer Centre. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Now, Sarah, can you tell us a little bit about Dry July and why it's important?
Oh, so Dry July is an annual event where, yes, we stop drinking booze for a month, and so I've been doing Dry July now for 4 years. This is my fourth year, mm-hmm. and the first time I did it, and I swear to God, this is the truth, it was the first time in my adult life that I'd stopped drinking for a month.
Wow.
And it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was the biggest shock in the world. And it's not that I'm a sort of, you know, massive drinker. It was just that idea of consciously saying, that's it, I'm going to stop for a month.
Yeah.
And you kind of realise how much, you know, for Australians, it's tied up, drinking's tied up with everything.
Everything we do. Dinner.
Being
sport. Sad, being happy, being everything, you know, just crack a top off something, you know.
Yeah.
And it, you know, the first time I did it, I will say it was really hard and it was really confronting.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really glad I did it. And you know what? For the fourth time, this time, I was really looking forward to it.
There you go. A bit of a refresh or a reset, maybe for yourself?
Yeah, a reset. And it's been great. But the other thing, and the most important thing for us, is that it's fundraising for the Wellness Centre.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's some amazing things that happen at the Wellness Centre. Simone, you're no stranger to Power FM. You've been on a few times. Can you tell us, for people that might not know, what is it exactly that you do at the Wellness Centre?
Yeah, so at the Wellness Centre, we offer supportive care programs for oncology patients within the Ballarat and Grampians region. And we offer them free of charge for patients so that we know that they're going through a hard time, and we know that it's not just the medical side of things that face people when they have cancer. It's things like worrying about their family or pain or nausea or finances, anything like that. So we offer about 15 different programs and support groups looking at just trying to look at ways that we can support them while they're going through their cancer treatment.
I can imagine it's quite a rough journey. I've personally never had to go through that, but I can imagine it's just a battle. You're battling the cancer, but then you're battling your thoughts, your worries, your concerns.
And I think that's the thing. I think when people get diagnosed, it's a multitude of things that go through your mind, not just about the physical side of thing. You know, we do sit there and think about, you know, our own mortality, and there's a lot of stress and worry, as well as all of the side effects that come with the cancer and treatment. So we offer things like oncology massage, yoga, shiatsu, financial advice, information about diet and weight management, all just a range of different types of
things. It's like a community almost.
It's a great little
place.
We can have a little, it is a drop-in centre as well. So it's fabulous that patients can come in, talk to other patients. We've got some great volunteers there as well. And, you know, it's just a nice place that people can come and feel supported, get information.
And when did you team up with the Dry July initiative?
Oh, so I think we've been probably doing this for about
10 years.
Yeah, about the same thing. And I'm a bit of a believer as Sarah. They always say, the saying is that summer bodies start in winter.
That's true.
So this is a good way to kick off fitness campaigns, I reckon.
Yeah, good fitness campaigns, and you can't cut back on that alcohol for a month, you're definitely going to be in good stead for the summertime, aren't you?
That's it.
Yeah.
Good way to start.
I do love that. And you're right, Sarah, it is a bit of one of those things, even if you're not a big drinker, you do notice like that when there's an absence of it and you go, oh, what am I going to, will I have when we're out? Or, oh, we're going to someone's 30th birthday, what will I have?
Yeah, a couple of women who work with us at the health service aren't drinkers at all, and they've decided to give up chocolate for the month.
Oh, nah. Yeah, that's hard.
You know what? That would hit me.
Yeah.
I think I have chocolate
every
day.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have it for breakfast here, don't we?
Yeah.
We do eat chocolate a lot.
Well, we've already eaten chocolate today.
We did.
Yep.
We did. Oh, we did. Yes. See, that's almost harder than booze for some people, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't drink and you love a chockey.
Yeah.
And how do people, like, sign up so they can get their fundraising for this?
Okay. So if you go to Dry July.
Yep.
If you Google Dry July and then look for BRICC, B-R-I-C-C.
Yep.
Ballarat Regional Integrated Cancer Centre Wellness Centre. And sign up and sponsor us. Or you can actually sign up for Dry July today. I know it's a bit late.
No, it's okay. It's only the 4th.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
You'd hope no one's had a wine yet.
No, you'd hope so. Monday morning.
Monday morning school holidays.
It's tough with the kids sometimes, I imagine. But yes, you're right. You can still sign up for it. You can still designate your fundraising towards BRICC as well and the Wellness Centre there, which is fantastic. We love the work you do in Ballarat, ladies. It is amazing. Simone, you really, I know from the work that you've done over the years, you're a big supporter of the community, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's really important that people within the Ballarat and Grampians community can feel it like they've got somewhere to go. And I feel really honoured to be able to work there. I think it's a great service. I think the fact that we offer all of our programs for free, and that's how we get our money to pay for these programs is through fundraising like this. So, I think it's great that we can offer this support to all patients.